Hi, it's Katrina from Wholesome Ireland. It is Friday, the 20th of September 2013. And normally at this time of the week, I do a weekly roundup called The Wholesome Bites, where I take a look at what I've put up on the blog, what's been going on at home this week, and I kind of wrap it all up in a 6-minute package. Today, though, I just can't really get my head around things. I've not been well for the last couple of weeks. And the longer it kind of goes on, the more tired I am, the harder I find it is to collate information. I'm just about managing to keep the blog up to date, thanks to a little bit of work that I've done weeks and weeks back. So I think for the past 3 weeks I haven't created any new content for the blog. It's content that I created a while back that I'm using I'm dipping into my store to keep the blog up to date. Today though it wasn't where I created new content. I wrote a review of Jamie Oliver's new book called Save with Jamie, and it has really unsettled me, and I didn't think it would. I received the book about 2 weeks ago, well, about a week and a half ago, and I've spent the last 10 days-ish reading it, digesting it. When I was down the butcher's last weekend, I sat down with the butcher and we went through the cuts of meat and priced them according to Irish prices. You don't so much hear about higher welfare meat in Irish butchers nowadays, not compared to in the UK, but we price things not higher welfare, but I mean, it's a bit of a moot point. Anyway, I went through my store cupboard, I went through my equipment. I had watched a good few of the Save a Jamie TV programmes on Monday nights on Channel 4. And look, the book is beautiful. It's a beautiful cookbook in its own right. I will certainly try quite a number of the recipes from the book. I feel that they're very achievable. It's written in a very personable voice. It makes it seem like it's easy to attempt and to achieve. Although it does in places suffer a little bit from too many ingredients syndrome. But for the most part, it's a great looking cookbook. And as a commenter said on the blog today, it's the kind of thing that she would love to receive as a gift and take to bed and pore over it and kind of fantasize about dinner parties and cooking decadent meals for dinner guests and stuff. But is it a money saving book? Well, you see, that's the thing that's really unsettled me, because if you know me, you know the blog, you know that we feed the family on €70 a week. Our grocery budget is €90, the €70 kind of give or take goes for food. And even, for example, they have this tumble down or bedrock meal concept in the book, Jamie has. And one of them is a roast leg of pork, which, you know, in its own right is absolutely fabulous. And he does it with crackling and it looks amazing. It's the kind of thing that I would just like be drooling at. But when I sat down with the local butcher to price it, the meat alone that he specifies would cost €45 for that meal. Now, realistically, if you really, really stretch it, you'll get 3 meals out of that €45. But that's meat for one meal costing €15 a meal just for the meat alone. If I bought that meat, even in 1 week, that'd be over half of my food budget gone. And this is why I'm so unsettled, because I really wanted that book to, you know, Jamie Oliver has a fantastic reach. He has a brilliant reach. He engages with so many people. He comes across as being so personable. He has worked so hard to bring himself to where he is today. He puts an awful lot of thought behind the different food concepts like 15, the food revolution, eating in schools, all of these things, he puts an awful lot of thought behind. And this is why I'm so kind of unsettled and gutted by this book, because it's not a groundbreaking frugal cookbook. In fact, I would nearly say it's not a frugal cookbook. I can't recommend it to my readers who are looking to save a huge amount of money on their cookery budget. Now look, if you are the type of person who's eating takeaways 3 and 4 nights a week and you want to save a little bit and eat a little bit better, this cookbook is ideal for you. But if you're a frugal family, if you're a family on a really, really tight budget, I can't recommend it. And that's why I'm so... If you can see me, I'm gesticulating madly, which is kind of what I want to do. But... Oh, I'm upset. I'm unsettled. It doesn't sit comfortably with me to review a book and to say, look, it doesn't do what it says in the tin. Because as a cookbook, it's standalone. It's great. It's a fantastic cookbook. As a frugal cookbook, which is what it is meant to be, it doesn't. And that's disappointing. Anyway, you'll find me everywhere apart from on Twitter as Wholesome Ireland, and on Twitter you'll find me as @WholesomeIE.